This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of projects worth over 2 lakh crore rupees in Visakhapatnam, Andhra Pradesh yesterday. Addressing the public meeting at the Andhra University Engineering College ground, the PM said it is a big day for Andhra Pradesh as significant green energy initiatives and crucial infrastructure development projects have been launched. The Prime Minister said the NDA government is committed to ensuring inclusive and all-round development in Andhra Pradesh. He said Swarna Andhra Pradesh 2047 is integral to Viksit Bharat 2047. The Prime Minister said that the Krishnapatnam Industrial Park City will bring in thousands of crores in investment and ensure development of Rayalaseema region of Andhra Pradesh. Earlier after arrival in Visakhapatnam, Mr. Modi held a roadshow along with Andhra Pradesh's Chief Minister N. Chandrababu Naidu and Deputy Chief Minister K. Pavan Kalyan. Later, PM Modi arrived in Bhubaneswar last evening to attend the 18th Pravasi Bharati Divas Convention. He will formally inaugurate the convention at Janata Maidan in Bhubaneswar this morning. In Tirupati, in a tragic incident, 6 people have reportedly died last evening in a stampede at the token-issuing counter for the Vaikuntha Ekadasi Darshanam scheduled from 10 to 12 January. 20 people have been hospitalized due to injuries. This incident has happened in Tirupati town of Andhra Pradesh and not on the hilltop of Tirumala where the temple is located. PM Modi has expressed grief over the stampede. In a social media post, he said his thoughts are with those who have lost their near and dear ones. He added that the state government is providing all possible assistance to those affected. Meanwhile, state CM N. Chandrababu Naidu also expressed deep anguish about the incident. The TTD chairperson B.R. Naidu, who condoled the deaths, said that the CM has reviewed the situation through teleconference and will visit Tirupati today. The Director General of Police and Chief Secretary of Andhra Pradesh, along with district officials, are closely reviewing the situation. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and his counterpart of Maldives, Mohammad Ghassan Mamoon, reviewed the various facets of bilateral defence cooperation, including training, regular military exercises and defence projects yesterday. They also held bilateral talks in New Delhi yesterday. During the talks, both the sides reasserted firm commitment to work closely in realising the joint vision for India-Maldives Comprehensive Economic and Maritime Security Partnership. Union Minister for Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Shivraj Singh Chauhan yesterday met Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman in New Delhi and discussed several issues in view of the upcoming union budget. Talking to the media following the meeting, Mr. Chauhan said that they discussed the budget of the 4 departments including Agriculture, Rural Development, Indian Agricultural Research Institute and Land Resources. The Ministry of Railways said that Jammu-Srinagar Vande Bharat Express between Katra to Srinagar will start running soon. The train will have 8 coaches and cover the journey merely 3 hours 10 minutes. The ministry said that final safety inspection of 111-kilometer-long Banihal-Katra section in the newly constructed Jammu division have also commenced and expects to operate trains from later this year. The ministry informed that Jammu station is also being redeveloped for equipping it with 8 platforms and modern amenities. The Indian Space Research Organization ISRO has further postponed the docking experiment of its 2 satellites rotating in low Earth orbit under the SpaceX mission. The space agency has tweeted that the decision to postpone docking was taken due to the detection of excess drift between the 2 satellites. The drift was observed when ISRO undertook a maneuver to reduce the distance between the satellites to 225 meters. The drift exceeding expectations was during the non-visibility period. Governor of Maharashtra C.P. Radhakrishnan inaugurated the newly developed synthetic track at the Railway Sports Ground, Bhusawal Division, on Wednesday. This state-of-the-art facility is set to provide top-tier infrastructure for railway athletes and railway school children. The project marks a significant milestone in promoting sports development. After the inauguration of the synthetic track, Governor C.P. Radhakrishnan ignited the Jyoti with the Mashal, which was carried by child athletes from railway school on the synthetic track around the ground, symbolizing the bright future of sports development at the railway sports ground. On the occasion, the governor also released a coffee table book on the theme of Railway Key Man. In Hockey India League, Dutch drag flicker Jip Jansen came up with a spectacular hat-trick to guide Tamil Nadu Dragons to a 6-5 win over Team Gona Sika at the Birsa Munda Hockey Stadium in Rourkela yesterday. In the second match, bottom-placed Hyderabad Tufans upset UP Rudras 3-0 to record its first victory in regulation time. And that is the end of this news bulletin.